some more Space Invaders 1991 for you. Welcome. We have another alien theme show. Are you excited? So this time, we are on the UFO Hunters website. And what we can see here is UFO sightings in the United States ranked by date. Ranked by date? In order of date. So I thought, let's see what UFOs have been sighted in October so far, this year. Okay, so first we've got Mississippi. This was just on Wednesday, folks. Duration, 3 seconds. Shape, cone. Now, my favorite part of these is that it has a, little narrative. I was standing outside my house waiting for my kids to get on the bus when I saw something out of the corner of my eye that made me turn my head very quickly. There's an exclamation point. I thought it was a shooting star, but it was daytime and a little gloomy out, but the object was very bright and too big to be a shooting star, I thought. It was coming down very quickly with only two quick pauses in its descent, and I couldn't see that it was not far from me, judging by the eye, that is. I had to have landed right in the middle of the woods between two houses. Space exclamation point. I was in shock and awe. Space exclamation point. As soon as it was out of my sight, I called my friend and was like, someone better get to explaining or I'm about to be a true believer in alien. Eyeballs emoji. Emoji? Is that an emoji? An icon? Some kind of thing. So there you go. A daytime sighting, which seems unusual. I guess I don't know that much about UFOs, but that seems unusual, right? Now, when you click on this, it's fun because every time you click on one, this little map comes up and little UFOs fall down everywhere one's been sighted. And it's just like they just rain down, you know. This would be a handy map, too, of the United States because you could, decide where you're going to move based on, hey, fuck this shit. This one's in Grafton, Massachusetts on Tuesday. I was advised by a friend at work to look up MUFON, that's the Mutual UFO Network, and report the UFO sightings we have had today over our village of Grafton in Shropshire. Myself and 8 other friends were out walking along our local lanes and fields. What? This is the United States? Our local lanes and fields. And we're headed back towards Grafton from the Montford Bridge area near Shrewsbury. At about 11:30 a.m., we were walking towards Fortin Heath Farm, which is located along... Okay, this is too much detail. These two triangle-type things were really dark and solid and moved slowly. It was almost like they should have fallen out of the sky. They were about 500 feet, my friend says, and were moving alongside each other. We all stopped, still trying to figure out what they were, and two of my friends took their mobile phones out and took pictures. The images can be provided. As they did so, both triangles started to shine red lights on the front and bottom of them. Then they came to hover about 200 yards from us, turned on a 360, and started to move back to the north, but much quicker and with the same humming sound. Okay. One of the group is a recently retired police officer, and he said there's no way on earth they were fast jets or drones, because jets and drones have loud, audible engines that produce thrust and not a humming sound. He also said the speed they were going defies all conventional means of moving through the air, and he is dumbfounded. Police officer's dumbfounded. Can you believe that? Sees something he's never seen before, has he? In all his years, as is the theme of this, in all his years as a police officer, here we have a map in what looks like Upper Michigan. Looks like there have been no sightings in Chicago, so that's cool. Good spot. Kalamazoo! West of Kalamazoo, I saw a bright green light in the sky that was moving quickly from the northwest to southeast. It then went over me, and I could see that it was, in fact, not a plane or helicopter or drone. It was... These drones must be a really fucking annoying thing for UFO people, because they're God damn it, everyone's going to be it's just a drone. I shut off my car and listened, but no sound was heard. As soon as I did, the red lights shut off, and the craft flew away very quickly. Eluthsilwent, it was much too fat, I don't know what that means, to be a drone, and too quiet to be a helicopter or a plane. There you go. These are not exciting. I had one pulled up before where it was fun because they were sightings from around the 4th of July, And they're all very defensive about, like, it's not the fucking fireworks, okay? I know what fireworks look like. Athens, Georgia. This is also from Tuesday. It grabbed my attention. There was a flashing light. It grabbed my attention because it was hovering so low. I pulled out my phone and snapped pictures. I was trying to drive, observe this crazy object, and take pictures at the same time. I was so freaked out. Then I looked to my left and I see more, except these were at a farther distance away and appeared much smaller. I didn't know what to think. There are so many of these moving flashing light objects flying around in the distance. These also seem to be flying a bit higher, but still low enough for them to be noticeable. Once I get home, I'm telling my husband all about it and showing him the pictures. He didn't seem too concerned and made me feel kind of crazy for seeing what I saw, in quotes. A couple hours later, I was outside and saw the same low-flying object fly over near where I live. It was traveling very fast. I ran inside to get my husband, and with no urgency and rolling of his eyes, he takes his sweet time as I'm yelling for him to hurry. By the time he came, do you like how I'm doing these exclamation points? By the time he came out, the object had passed behind trees and could no longer see it. I just wanted him to believe me. Throughout that night, I could look in far distance of each direction of sky, and I would see tons of tiny moving lights all around. There were just so many. My husband said they were airplanes. Well, I had never seen airplanes fly that low and where we would live, and that many. We may see a couple of planes high in the sky fly by at night, but nothing like this. No one can change my beliefs of what I saw. Well, that's quite the tale of marital... You know, whatever. I tell my husband to get up and see a UFO, and he takes his sweet fucking time getting up. Like, it's interesting. I don't know what people expect, because it's sort of like, well, yeah, I mean, you didn't believe in UFOs till you saw one, right? And then it's like, I can't believe my husband was so lackadaisical about getting up, and you're sort of, I just feel like, yeah, no shit. If someone was like, hurry, come see this. This is a UFO. I don't think I would like dive, you know, I'd be like, oh my God, I nearly twisted an ankle diving out of the couch. Diving out of the couch? Diving off the couch to get over and see it. Because I was like, holy shit. This one's also from Tuesday. Tuesday was quite the day for UFOs. Also daytime. I arrived at my home in Georgia. I noticed four large jet trails. I thought they must be from some jets or planes. I was looking up to see if I could see the jets that made the white lines in the sky. As I was scanning the white lines up and down, I noticed a white object that was traveling in the opposite direction of the direction that the jets had previously flown, and it was moving along the smoke trails. Seeming to be observing the smoke trails left by the jets, the object would occasionally stop, drop into and past the smoke trails, then pop up out of the smoke trails. It would change from a round shape to a diamond shape to a rectangle shape, then to a flat shape. When a commercial jet approached the object from the west, as the object traveled north, the object became dim, as if it had cloaked itself, then reappeared in its stationary position after the airliner had passed. I ran inside my home to get my wife, and I also rang my neighbor's doorbell. Both my wife and neighbor came outside to witness the object. The object... Oh, God, can you imagine if that was your neighbor? You need to come outside. There's a UFO. If my neighbor did that, I would be like, no thanks. Even as someone who's really excited about this, I'd be like, I think this is just, am I going to just get robbed or something? What's going on? Three of us felt like we had seen a UFO. My neighbor asked if it could be a drone, but it was too high and changed shapes and directions so abruptly, so it's not a drone.
Goddamn drones!
I took pictures and video of the objects. I also called my wife and neighbor and went inside. I then observed four fighter jets flying back south again overhead in the same direction as the first flight. Oh, there's some pictures. Can I see the pictures? Oh, God, these take forever to load. Okay, I see the jet trail. I do not see any object in this picture. I guess I'll go to the second picture. And hope, God damn, this is an enormous picture. And this neighborhood has their garbage out today, and it's very... The cans are hideous. They're like the city-provided cans, and they're all beige. Okay, I still don't see anything other than the jet trails. Let's try this one. God, these fucking neighborhoods in, like, Georgia and stuff. The houses are so ugly. See, I don't see shit except these jet trails. That did me no good, Georgia. I can zoom. Then what? I don't see anything. Okay. Well, that was crap. Good thing there were pictures so I could see that. Now, that was a full one-minuter sighting. Okay, that's a good long sighting. That's a good long sighting, boy. Ooh, okay. This one looks good. Iowa City on Tuesday as well. Driving from residence to nearby gas station for a soda and orange juice for the morning. Already, it's like, you know, they need someone on these sites to edit these things. Because, like, I feel like the government, if the government is like, we know about UFOs, we want to keep it a secret, I feel like their tactic right now is like, hold on. Let's just let the people who report it because they sound crazy. And also it's like, oh, well, start the day right with a soda and an orange juice. Stationary lights and a W or chevron wedge above my head with some unusual light patterns. Silent. Airplane. I am in the flight path of municipal airfield, blah, 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 usually very large. Figure it was a plane. No accompanying sounds, blah, blah, blah. Light pattern changed when it glided onward toward me, banked sharply as a lazy course correction of sort. Couldn't recall if lights were in a pattern or changing. It was far ahead of me and I lost sight from the clouds or the distance or something. I first felt odd for a plane holding still in the air. Then it wasn't like most planes I have seen. Then it accelerated away faster than a car could. Even a fun car. Even a fun car. Is a fun car a thing? Am I sounding like an idiot right now? Because it's like, you don't know shit about cars, dummy. It's a fun car. Or is this person like, you know, the fun kind of car, the fast kind? Also, it was above me and quickly rolled to the right to be going more south-southwest than southwest. It was loosely following the road. I had an idea in my head of a mantis-like creature in a cockpit-style layout like you would see on a combat plane, but the canopy was opaque. I wasn't close enough to see if it even had a canopy or cockpit. This is just purely what popped into my head. Possible biases. I am interested in UFOs and have read John Mack's book and used to listen to Art Bell years ago when I could stay up that late and not suffer for it. I try to look up more often just in case. I had a praying mantis on my living room window a few weeks ago. I'm probably not a great witness because of my desire to see something like that. On the other hand, it was pretty anticlimactic since it was over in seconds. Maybe to see something, maybe 10 seconds stationary and then 1 second quick dart, and then it did a little bank or roll and was gone in another second or two. I honestly thought for a moment that it knew that it was spotted, but I don't know how since I kept moving the whole time. You know, I appreciate this guy because on the one hand, he's like, here's why I'm probably not the best sightings person. On the other hand, I feel like he takes it really far. He's like, okay, here's some reasons I might not be the best UFO spotter. I do see praying mantises often, so that might have something to do with it. I think about UFOs all the time. I've had several things that I thought were UFOs. Generally, when I see something in the sky, my first thought is UFO. I play mostly video games related to aliens. I also have alien plush hanging from my dash, and you know, from my rearview mirror, I've got a air freshener that looks exactly like a UFO and is kind of shiny and reflective. And at night, have several times thought it was a UFO before I, you know, it just goes on and on about why he's, you know, biased. But it is interesting to have someone self-reporting their bias. I like that. I have respect for that. I like how he's like, I pictured a guy basically in a fighter jet, but it was like a praying mantis man. And for no reason. I don't know what that was supposed to suggest. Was that supposed to suggest, like, maybe he's using his alien power to infect my mind? Or was it just like, I don't know. This is just, you know, sometimes you get an idea. All right. Well, that's enough. This goes on and on. I didn't think there'd be this many in the same week, but there sure were. So there you go. We'll see you tomorrow, Sunday, October 16th. For another exciting Halloween episode.